Urban Media Today talks sports with Ray Porter Jr., Vince Butts, Trevin A. Jones, and Alan Lincoln on Urban Media Today Radio.
Check this out.
Congratulations to the Hall of Fame. Chipper Jones, Vladimir Guerrero, Jim Thome, and Trevor Hoffman all got into the Hall of Fame, which means Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens are still waiting.
And I think they're going to keep waiting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what, man? I don't think they're going to have to wait too much longer, though.
I don't think so either.
No, I really don't, because the sports writers are the people who decide who gets into the Hall. But I think the pressure is mounting as far as Barry Bonds is concerned. And also the pitcher.
Clemens.
And Roger Clemens. Mm-hmm. I think it's mounting. I mean, I think the pressure is going to get there at some point in time. Because Barry Bonds, I don't care what you say. You cannot deny what the man did. He's the all-time home run leader.
7-6-2.
Even if you say steroids were involved, at what point in time in his career did the steroids play a part? And if they played a part, how much did they play a part?
I mean, that's debatable. But I mean,
I got you.
I mean, you gotta. Here's a, they have a, all these players have a 10-year window, mm-hmm. and we're into like year six.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're not getting in the next couple of years, if they're not getting enough votes from the Writers Association,
right.
then it goes to
the Veterans Committee.
Right,
the Veterans Committee.
So I mean, there's a good chance that if you don't get in the next 4 years,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the high enough percentage.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just creeping. They're just creeping up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that to me is the thing. I don't think it's a question of do they deserve it? You know, what role did the steroids play? I think their time is just running out. You have that 10-year window, and I don't know if it gets to 10 years and they're not in. I'm not sure they're going to get in by the veterans.
Here's something that's interesting, though. Now they've and NFL has pretty much done this now, too. Now they're breaking it down between modern era choices as well as the main ones. So it does give them an opportunity, and their percentages went up. Clemens was 57.3, and Bonds was 56.4. You need to have at least 74%, 75% to get in.
But it'll be worth noting, you know, what happens, how much do they get? Do they go up next year?
Exactly.
Like if you only get to 60
next year, and you got 3 years left.
You got 3 years left.
Yeah, it's a good point. It is true. But I think they both deserve their due.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, mm-hmm. did you dominate your era?
And he dominated
your era.
And
then what's the question?
If he had been in better – if Barry Bonds early in his career, would have been receptive to the media and to the sports writers sat down and had conversations with these cats.
I agree.
The same people that are trying not to vote him into the Hall of Fame, I think could sweep this under the rug and would say, you know what, that's a nice cat. He was a nice guy. He should get in.
But you know what, that to me, that should have nothing to do with
it. But it does.
None of this should have anything to do with it.
You can be an a-hole with the media and quite honestly with the fans. But if you produce... If you produce on the field, that's
I
what
feel
counts.
You know, but see, you know what, man, and I don't mean to cut you off.
No, you're okay.
This pisses me off, and this is what pisses me off. Number one, in today's era, where the heck do people get off trying to rewrite history first and foremost? Okay, so if a team has an infraction, now you're gonna put an asterisk beside their name in the history books, or you take their names out of the history books. It happened.
Right.
History is something that you learn from. You don't create and rewrite history because now you're making it up as you go.
Right.
Okay,
right.
You can put something in there like a note saying, okay, well, this team was the national champion this year. We don't declare them the national champion, but they're still there in that place because they won the game is in the season was played. Barry Bonds hit the home runs. Okay, now you're gonna say, well, it's the steroid era. You don't know how much steroids were involved before you declared it the steroid era.
And that's the truth.
You have no idea. You don't know if Babe Ruth used steroids.
Right.
Okay, you have no idea. You have no idea. And somebody will come and say, well, I as a scientist, we dug up Babe Ruth's remains and we studied that he had no...
Are
you kidding me right now? Every player in this in every sport finds an edge.
That's
and they
sure.
take advantage of that edge. No matter what era you're in, somebody is looking for an edge.
Right.
So now we're high and mighty in society today and going to decide that because I think you took steroids. Didn't, mind you, hold on. Nobody has proven that Barry Bonds took steroids.
Because he never failed a test. That's right.
Nobody has proven. This is not proven.
No, it's not.
And you know, it'd be different if the guy wasn't an awesome baseball player before questions arose. Like, I mean, in his years with the Pirates, dude was, he was phenomenal.
He won two MVPs before he left Pittsburgh, and he could have won a third one if the Atlanta Braves hadn't stepped up. So
it wasn't like this dude came out of nowhere.
No, when he came up in '86, everybody knew this dude was going to just turn it out.
So that's that. I mean, as we're talking about this, and that's great that you brought that up, Ray. You know, with him and Roger Clemens not getting elected into baseball's Hall of Fame. My thing is this: sports writers, get off your high horse.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
get
true.
Off the high, because right now you're being, to in my opinion, Trevin A. Jones. My opinion is this: that you are messing it up for the young kids that are coming up and are going to study baseball. Okay? You got to know the good and you got to know the bad. Right. You can't erase what happened because it wasn't good. Mm-hmm. Okay? I don't hear anybody trying to erase Babe Ruth's records, and Babe Ruth had the reputation of being a party goer.
Right. He was a jerk, man.
And that's part of the reputation I heard. And I heard also heard that he was a very nice guy from what I know, but I wasn't around then.
Right.
You know, that was way before my time.
Way, in fact.
And this is my point. When I go to study history on baseball or whatever else, if you take out pieces or if you rewrite it, then I'm not learning the truth.
Right.
And moving forward, I'm basing everything on fallacies that I don't even know are wrong because you rewrote it.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
like,
a good point.
Like, I mean, does anyone care, like I say, whether a guy was a jerk?
No.
I mean, when you look at the record book,
if you look
at the stats.
Right.
And nowhere does that come into play. That he didn't talk to the media on this in this instance.
It had nothing to do with
it. He was a jerk with this person.
Mm-hmm.
The stats speak for themselves and let them speak for themselves.
Yeah, who's a good example of that? Go back to football, Terrell Owens. That's why he deserves to get into the Hall.
Oh, he absolutely deserves.
He's number two behind Jerry Rice. It shouldn't be.
I mean, the man Randy Moss, and I, you know, I've heard that they didn't want to put both those guys in at the same time. Really?
So this is their time. They need to be in.
Do the stats bear? The bust, the Hall of Fame bust,
right?
The jacket, give it to him, and you can debate in front of your mirror, with your loved ones about.
Right.
I mean, that's the extra stuff should not come into play. Did the guy produce on the field? And if he did, he deserves it. End of story, period.
And just one more thing about Bonds I wanted to shoot out. With all that people said about him, he helped a good friend of mine get through school at Penn State named Tyrone Hill.
I mean,
a good,
Even if these guys we know they're a lot of them are arrogant and cocky, but that goes with the territory.
Yeah,
but at the same time, these guys are great humanitarians.
Mm-hmm.
They devote so many hours to charity, and so we know these guys, they have good hearts, you know. I mean, who knows, like, that particular day could have just been a bad day.
Yeah, could have been a bad day.
I mean, a reporter asked some dumb question, because we all know there are plenty of dumb questions out there.
Right.
You catch a guy on a bad day, he had a bad day at the plate, whatever, in the field, at the free throw line, whatever, and you just caught him at a bad time. Does that make him a bad person? No.
No, doesn't.
And the thing that gets me about it is this, and this is a topic we're tackling today. What pisses me off is when it comes to Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, I'm going to throw Roger Clemens in there too.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep them out. What I think is going to happen, Vince, and to answer your question earlier, I think that the sports writers are going to wait to year 10, and they're going to say, okay, this is the last chance that these gentlemen have to make it into the Hall of Fame, and I think they're going to get voted into the Hall of Fame.
They're going to vote them in.
Under their very last year of eligibility.
I can see that.
I think this is payback, you know. And that's, again, sports writers being on their high horse.
Yeah.
And put down the facts. The facts are facts. Shows like this is where you debate. Shows like this is where you express an opinion and say, well, that person should not be, or I don't believe that person, or I don't believe in that person. But you can't change history.
Right.
History is, that's why it's called history, because it's something that's there that you're supposed to learn from. The thing that pisses me off about Babe Ruth didn't play against black baseball players.
No, he did not. That is an excellent point. It was a segregated
game
back then.
So you're not going back and you're rewriting history for Babe Ruth or anybody that played before integration.
And truthfully, you should give it to Roger Maris, because he did it in the '61.
But my point is this.
No, I see what you mean.
You're not rewriting that history.
No, you're not.
That's so now true. When you have, and this is just how I'm looking at it, and this is just one viewpoint. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, because I'm not being racist with this. It's not black and white. As far as Babe Ruth is concerned, that is black and white because you had a young man by the name of Josh Gibson who supposedly hit more home runs than Babe Ruth.
The black Babe Ruth, they call
okay?
it.
Yeah. You know, so, and unfortunately, because of the segregation, you couldn't record every game and every out, every hit, that type of thing. So now that goes by the wayside. You sweep that under the rug. And it's like, okay, well, but Babe Ruth was the king of SWAT. Okay, Barry Bonds is now the king of SWAT.
Right. Right.
Give Barry Bonds credit where credit. Hank Aaron was the king of SWAT before Barry Bonds.
Yes, he was.
Okay, then you had, you try to pump up A-Rod and say, okay, before A-Rod retires, A-Rod is going to catch Barry Bonds. Well, Mother Nature intervened and said, okay, A-Rod is not going to play long enough to catch Barry Bonds.
That's right.
Mind you, he had to play long enough to catch Barry Bonds.
Right.
So any player in the league nowadays has to play long enough to catch Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
So now who are you going to say is the home run king? You can't say anything but Barry Bonds.
Can't say it. Yeah, absolutely. And as far as Clemens, 7 Cy Youngs. That's all that needs to be said.
Yeah. And now if you want to say, and that the thing with Roger Clemens is, the reason that it came all about is because there was controversy between the two New York Yankee pitchers. And if it wasn't for the other pitchers not calling them out, it's
that's
like,
true. That's a good point.
Who's going to pay attention? Nobody cared about Roger Clemens
and
any PED use. That's but you true. Have a pitcher who's upset that said, oh, yeah, Roger Clemens kind of used PED. I witnessed it. You witnessed what? Right.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Right. So it's a bunch of baloney, man. The sports writers, you need to get off your high horse.
Yeah.
You look at the sports as – you look at the fact. That's why I love sports. Sports gives you numbers. You're looking at facts, whether they're tainted or not. Okay, if they're tainted, okay, I'll backtrack for a second. Put an asterisk beside the tainted number. I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
But the number is still there in front of you, and guess what? The number is still what it is.
Right.
Yeah, he still earned it. He swung the bat.
Yeah, because, I can go further on this, but I won't, because when you look at the track athletes, Ben Johnson. Okay, Ben Johnson supposedly ran the fastest 100 meters around, but he used drugs. You proved that he used drugs. Okay, you proved it.
Right.
You went to hell and high water to prove that Ben Johnson was on drugs when he won his medals.
Right.
And now you're proving it with the Olympics coming up next month, the Winter Olympics. You're proving it now, you know, thing with the Russians and that type of thing. You're proving that. Okay, if you prove it, it's a different story.
Right.
But if you're not proving it, Barry Bonds.
Court of public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He's the home run king. Put him in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
And then you mix that with the fact that you don't like them. So, yes.
It has nothing to do with it.
No, I'm just saying, but then they do. They do that.
Some people, because
even Joe Fan, like, let's go back to Roethlisberger. Hall of Fame or not?
Ben?
Yeah. I say he is.
I had to sit on his numbers. But you know what? Ben Roethlisberger threw, what, 500, over 500 yards, what, 5 times?
Yeah. And then he has over, what, 30 to 40-something thousand yards at this point.
Yeah, he probably deserves to get in the Hall of Fame.
Average Joe
but
fan.
Yeah, without looking at his numbers, yeah, I mean, 40,000, probably so.
You can't deny him.
Right. And the thing is, but then there are people, and obviously there are some fans that are just homers, and they have their personal view. But they'll tell you, sit down here and tell you right now, they don't think he's a Hall of Famer because they don't like him. That's what I'm saying.
Has nothing to do with it.
It shouldn't, but I'm just saying that's my point is that's how some folks reduce it.
Hopefully those folks don't have a vote.
But sports writers do have a vote, and I think that sports writers use that the fact that I don't like you or I'm mad at you or they hold it against you, especially when it comes to baseball.
Right.
Baseball more so than anything else, because baseball sports writers is like, okay, well, I covered the game for 50 years, and you know, I don't like this gentleman because this gentleman did so and so. You know, now, there's a whisper that he's using drugs.
Well, I think people, there's always this perception that baseball is the pure sport.
Yeah, they try to say that. They say that it's hypocritical.
Right.
But then they try to say it's moral versus football, where football don't care.
Right.
It's what you do on the field.
Right.
Period. And if there's any issue with basketball, they don't care either. It's what you do on the court. Mm. Period. So it's just, I'm just saying, it's just a shame that some people reduce it to that, you know.
Well, there you have it. That's this week's show. It's Urban Media Today talking sports. Ray Porter Jr., Vince Butts, Trevin A. Jones, the big guy. Got you on our prayers. Get well soon. Get up and around. And for those of you listening, keep him in your prayers. As I said before, he's been knocked down a little bit harder than the rest of us, but he's going to get back up. And with your prayers, I know that will help. We have more of this coming back at you next weekend. And as I always say, there's a lot more of where this came from. It's Urban Media Today talking sports on Urban Media Today Radio. See you next weekend.
Urban Media Today talks sports every week on Urban Media Today Radio, where you can listen in on free music and podcasts on our SoundCloud station at Urban Media Today. And for more information, log on to urbanmediatoday.com, your lifestyle, entertainment, and sports blog website.
What type of game is being played? How's it going down? I get up, all right?